Do you believe that? Ever have before? Ever. Higher than ever. Is that possible? Yes, it is. We can go higher. What better week than ever? Oh, Jim, you're just saying that. No, I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that. Amen. It ought to be that way. Amen. We just are understanding. I'm not saying this week's going to be a bed of roses in every respect. I'm saying the way we react to it and the way we go through it will be higher. Brother Hagin used to say this. He said, God doesn't settle up every Saturday night, but He settles up. Did you hear me? You lay down your life for God. You give Him your resources. You give your time. You may get to the end of the week and you say, well, what good is this doing? Stay on God's side. He'll come through. He settles up. Amen. Do you hear me? Amen. It pays to serve God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Am I preaching to the right crowd? It pays to serve God. I'm telling you, it pays to serve God. Amen. Pays. Say amen by faith. Amen. If you can't say it, you're going, I don't know about it. You say it by faith. Just look straight ahead. Nobody will know. If you're having thoughts, just say amen, Brother Jim. Preach it. Nobody has to know that I'm talking to you. You're having thoughts or whatever. You may have thought, good Lord, what am I doing? Just look straight ahead. And say amen and go home and settle up before God. Say, oh God, need to get some things straight. Well, amen. He is a good God and it pays to serve Him. Amen. Yes, it does. All the time. All the time. All the time. He's not chintzy. No, He's not. No, He's not. Some people say, oh, I've just given up so much for God. I'm telling you, something's wrong there. Amen. Something's wrong in that understanding because God, you may have laid some stuff down for Him, but He's a good manager. He's a good God. If you did some stuff for your employer, bent over backwards, and they say, oh, whatever, that's not a good employer. But they take care of you, pay you, get a bonus, you get recognition. If a manager on earth can do that, how much more the Almighty? Seriously, you look at somebody and go, well, that person, well, they're a good boss or whatever. And then some people look at God and don't think He has the first clue how to take care of people. Well, if He's love and He's good, and we can look at a man and say, now that's how you want to be, how much more Him? Where do we get that example from? Who is that man remind us of? God ought to be, we ought to be looking to be like Him, more like Him. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. He's good. It pays to serve Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Look on your scripture sheet there. I didn't get out everything I had on my heart last week. And we will get back to our other series eventually, God willing. But what we talked about last week, I don't believe I got everything I had on my heart to get out, so we're going to spend a little bit more time there, but in a different direction, different vein, but related. Psalm 107:17 said, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them, and He delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And we touched on some things there. You know, verse 19, verse 17 is saying, fools. People that messed up, that didn't obey God, didn't listen to Him, they got in trouble. But God delivered them. And we went on, talked about some of those things. And no matter where you are, God is still going to deliver you. If He'll deliver people that haven't listened to Him, He'll deliver you, a blood-bought child of Almighty God. But this morning, I want you to notice that He did deliver them. He did deliver them, and He will deliver us in any situation. He will not let you go into a corner. If you've done what He told you to do, you need to expect Him to be there and to be on your side and to take you through it. If you've done, how much more if you're endeavoring to follow Him and go down the path that He has for you, don't get sidetracked and get pushed off and start believing that God is nowhere to be found and He is not going to come through for you in this situation. He will. God is a faith God. Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Not it's hard to please Him. Not you may please Him sometimes without it, but He said it's impossible to please Him. Impossible. Now, we may not like that all the time. That's hard on our flesh sometimes. Has anybody but me sometimes felt like, I wish He'd just make it plain. I don't know. I mean, I'm tired of walking by faith. Sometimes this is hard. I want to know what's around the corner. Enough with this. Has anybody besides me ever felt that way or had that thought? And the devil will accommodate you when you start going down that way. Say, oh yeah, where is God? I mean, why doesn't He just put it out there and show you what is all this faith stuff? Well, that's impugning the character of God. He's right. Do you hear me? He is right in the way He does things, and so you might as well settle it in your heart that God is doing things for your good and for His glory. And if we'll just follow Him and say, yes, sir, that's okay, you said to do it this way, ooh, it looks like it's coming down to the wire. Man, this is not comfortable. I don't like this. You just believe Him. That's the time you're being tested and tried. The circumstances are trying you. God is not out to lunch. And in His estimation, it's not even close. He knows exactly what He's going to do. Did you hear me? It may look close to us, but He knows exactly what He's going to do. He is not surprised. And if you are following Him and doing what He told you to do, He will bring you through every time. Every time. And you'll be stronger when you get to the other side than when you started out. But that won't be the end of walking by faith. And you may be tempted to say, like I believe many of us have said, when you get through to the other side and you see how God brought you through, you may be tempted to say, I'll never doubt Him again. Well, you'll be tempted to. You don't have to doubt Him. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, well, you're doomed to just doubt Him. And it just comes, man, push comes to shove and the pressure gets too great. That's it. Anybody's going to doubt. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you will be tempted to doubt. On this earth, you will be tempted to give in to what you see rather than what's in your heart. You will. That's the trial of faith. That's when you're being tested. That doesn't mean you've lost. That means you need to just hold fast to what He's told you at that point, and He will deliver you every time. Every time. He'll bring you out. He'll keep you going higher and higher. And now, yes, you got through that point. Now you're ready to go higher, and you're walking at a higher level. Now another test comes that would have completely steamrolled you before, but now it's right about at your level. It feels like it's stretching, but you have what you need. You have what you go through. You're coming up, but God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. So we just need to settle it that He is there for us all the time on our side, and He has to be our rock. He has to be our rock. Not your confidence in yourself, not positive thinking. Because, you know, you can get a degree of success by doing certain things. And people say, ah, well, that religion is just a crutch. It's just a way to achieve the same thing. And successful people just do all these same things anyway. And religion is just a crutch for weak people. People say that. No, people have done certain behaviors, and really what they're doing is resisting certain things. They're resisting, and they don't even know it. They're thinking a certain way, and they won't let certain things in their lives, so they do see things go a certain way. But I'll tell you what, I don't care how much you think positively, cancer attacks your body. It'll help if you're thinking positive. I mean, doctors will tell you that, but you can't eradicate it. There are certain things you're going to hit a wall. If you're not serving God and doing it His way, you're leaking somewhere. Do you hear me? Something is being compromised for you to go on. But if you'll just trust Him, He'll bring you up and up and up. Let's look at your sheet, Psalm 91. Let's just go through this. I believe this is what's on the menu this morning. This is a little bit different in that, I mean, there are sermons at times when we just teach line upon line. This isn't one of those. I think some people need to be exhorted. I believe there's just this word coming forth this morning. We just need to take it and be encouraged and be girded up and strengthened and keep walking on. Psalm 91, it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. I didn't underline a lot of this stuff because we could underline almost everything and then nothing's underlined. But notice these statements. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Notice verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, in their hands, lest they should bear you up, lest you shall dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. Verse 14, because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will. Say, I will. I will.
I will.
Say it one more time. I will.
I will.
He said He'd deliver us. So there's a way out. There's a way of escape. There's a way through. Always. There is no defeat for the child of God. Did you hear me? There's none. There is no defeat for the child of God. You have a setback, but you just get up and keep going. That is His will. Always. We need to get this just settled to where no matter what comes down the pike, we just say, yep, but God's good, and watch this, here He comes. but he's delivered us. You know, in the praise and worship, Shelly, she doesn't know what I'm preaching on. She was exhorting us to go back and talk about, to remind ourselves what he has done in the past. That is very powerful. And you'll start telling yourself, God, he took me out here, and he brought me through here, and he did this. And I remember when this was happening, and I remember how I felt and how bleak it looked, but he brought me through that, and he was there for me. And you start speaking with your mouth, he will do it here. He said he would. Watch him do it here. You start speaking like that, you'll lift your spirits, you'll keep them strong where they need to be. You're expecting, you're giving voice to your faith, you're hooking up with him and saying what he says will happen. That's a place of victory. That's a place of power. You're saying, watch God, he's going to come through. Remember when David was running out towards Goliath, he was saying, buddy, you're going down. I'm going to take your head off and I'm going to feed it to the birds of the air. Watch it, you uncircumcised feeling. You're nobody. I have got, and if you were to look in the natural, you see this little guy walking, you know, running across the field and this huge giant. If you saw that from a distance and heard him talking, you'd think, what in the world? But he was right, wasn't he? He was running saying, this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to happen, and we need to have that same attitude. Because this does not do any good. The pressure's coming, and you're sitting there going, I don't know how. And you're either are doing one of two things. They're both wrong. One of them is better than the other one. Either you're letting it all come out of your mouth and saying, I have no idea how this is going to happen. Did you see this? Did you see that? I don't know. And then this happened. What you're doing is you're building, that's fear growing. You're putting faith in what negative things are going to happen. And you're letting it all go out. Or you're just sitting there, you feel the pressure so much, and you're just like, I can't even speak. The weight is just there. Well, the second one's better. If you shut up, at least you're not speaking words going the other way. But the best thing is to start saying what God says by faith. And when you hear that, it's dropping in your heart and it changes the atmosphere and you change the mode to expecting God to start moving and doing something in your life. You start saying the answer. You start saying, he will deliver me. He will deliver me. He will deliver me. He will deliver me. He's coming through. Verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. God is a faithful God. He's not going to let us down. We are not the one that he's not going to come through for. Now notice what he said, I will be with him in trouble. Oh, I wish it was that we wouldn't have any trouble. And some people have gotten the idea that if you believe God, you won't have any trouble. But that's not what he said. He said, I'll be with you in the middle of it. I'll walk through it with you. And he said, I will deliver him and I'll honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You just keep going on till you're satisfied. If you're not satisfied, it's not over. If you're not satisfied, it's not over. You just keep going on. You keep pressing through. You keep pressing on to the other side. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Let's turn over to 2 Kings. Thank you, Lord. You guys believing with me this morning? You believing? The right things are going to come out. Second Kings 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 2 Kings 6, verse 8. It's on your sheet there as well. It says, now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. So therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, which will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? So basically, a man of God keeps telling the king of Israel where Syria's next move. And so the king of Syria finally comes and said, all right, which one of you is the traitor? How does this keep happening? Somebody's tipping him off. There's no way he knows our next move. Verse 12, and one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So he said, go and see where he is that I may send and get him. And it was told him, saying, surely he is in Dothan. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered and said, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Notice that. So this guy comes after Elisha with an army. And they're surrounded. And the servant's saying, uh-oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? When you see something in the natural that's coming like this, circumstances, you're tempted to go, what are we going to do? What? You're looking at the natural, you're going to be tempted to say, what are we going to do? I don't know how we're going to take this. I don't see any way out. And you will be tempted. And the devil, the enemy, will put pressure on you. Notice, I just want to say this. No, you have to know that as a Christian, you are a target. There is, and we'll see this right here, there are spiritual things going on behind the scenes. And if you're not in the game, if you're not a Christian, if a person's not a Christian, and they're already going down the road, they're already in Satan's control. He isn't going to bother much with them. He's got them. This is not to say that the devil is personally going around and messing with you all the time. No, but there are demons, and there is a spiritual realm. And if you are doing the things of God and going about His plan, you are a threat. And He is going to try to distract you and get you off course. This does not mean that things don't come to all people. They do. This is a fallen world. So all people get hit with certain things. But the enemy will put pressure on you. Things will happen. And he'll scream in your ear and tell you, this is it, buddy. You're going down. This is it. He's trying to get you to look away from God and to look at only what you can see. And this is very real. So verse 15, and when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? In other words, we're cooked. I don't see what we could possibly do. These guys have us outnumbered. There's no way out. Verse 16, he said, do not fear. Notice that. He said, do not fear. That's the first thing he told to him. Don't be afraid. He said, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Anybody believe this happened just like it says it's happening right here? This is not a story. This actually happened. This is for us to read and know the state of affairs and what really goes on. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So the servant says, I have no clue what we're going to do. And Elisha says, don't be afraid. They that are with us are more than they that are with them. Lord, open his eyes so he can see what I'm talking about. And then the servant's eyes were open. He looks around and says, oh, okay. And now he sees into the spiritual realm, and he sees all the heavenly hosts that are arrayed on Elisha's side. Do you realize we have the same thing on our side? You can't see them, but they're here. You realize they're here right now? What it say in Psalm 91? That he will give his angels charge over you. They're here. They're real. And when we'll believe God and speak his word, we authorize them to do what they need to do. When you start siding in with what you can see and feel, you're binding that those angelic hosts to they go at your word. And if you tell them they can't move, and what the devil's going to do is going to win, they're strapped. But if we start saying, I can't see them, I can't feel them, but the word of God says they're there, and the word of God says that I'm going to be delivered, so I am, you are allowing them to act and to do things that you can't see. Amen. Verse 18, so when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And we're not going to go on to read the rest of it, but he basically led all these, they're all blind now. He led them down and led them right away. And you know, they had the victory over them. But it doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. We have to keep in mind what it is in the supernatural. I'm going to read you a few scriptures in closing, I think. Ephesians 6:10. Let's look on your sheet there. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So notice that so far. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and that we're not wrestling with men. We're not wrestling with these circumstances that look just natural. We're actually wrestling with things that are behind the scenes. He says, so take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That means when the pressure's on and things are beating on you, that you can withstand. That you can stand. That you can stand up and having done everything, that you're still standing and saying, nope, I don't care what this looks like. I will be delivered by God. I have the victory in Him. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And he says, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But notice, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication in the saints. That our battle is not with just what we see. It's definitely not with people. It is, you are arrayed and we are in a spiritual battle. And God will deliver us out of any circumstance that we find ourselves here. Because think about it. Who are we looking to for help? We're not looking to what we can see or feel. It's a spiritual thing. We have to keep in mind that those things that are really putting pressure on you, yes, there are real circumstances. Yes, there are natural things that can come and put pressure on you. But there will be things that try to also, in the spiritual realm, put pressure on you and try to push you off where you need to be. And that's when we need to separate ourselves. I'm not saying to ignore anything. I'm not saying to deny anything. We need to know that what we see and feel is not the end of it. We need to basically remove ourselves from that. Look inside, realize that I have the Spirit of God on my side, that these things and these pressures I'm feeling are also spiritual, but I have been given power with the Spirit of God, and I can just say, God, you're gonna bring me through anyway. God, what you're doing, I can't see everything that's going on, but I'm not going to be tied to just what I can see. You're on my side. I choose to believe that this hasn't taken you off guard. I choose to believe that you're my help, that you're coming, that you're helping me right now. I choose to believe that those that are with us are more than those that are against us. And things are happening regardless if I see it or feel it. And if we'll stand, like what he said here, stand in the evil day when something is coming down, breathing on your neck, that's the time to stay on God's side and to say, He is still the deliverer. He is still my strength. He is still coming. He is still there for me. He's still coming to my aid. And I choose to believe that things are going to come out fine right now. And it's a choice. It's a choice. Now, you may not be facing anything right now that is pushing your, you know, that with that kind of pressure, but you will at some point. And now's the time to make the decision that when stuff starts pushing you and you're tempted to say, God is not here, God is not delivering me, to speak according to the Word and say, no, He is coming. No, He is. He has already has it all worked out. I just have to walk in it. So I'm just going to praise Him right now. I'm going to act on that word right now. I'm going to say, God, You are victorious. You are strong. And You have a plan. And I will acknowledge You right now. I will thank You for the victory. You start speaking out what You say happening. Lord, I say that it will be this way. And You start saying what lines up with what You believe is lining up with His word. You start painting a picture. You start saying, this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to happen, and I thank You, God, that it will be this way according to Your word, and Lord, I will be stronger than ever, and my family's going to be okay, and my body's going to be okay, and my finances are going to be okay, and we're going to be greater than we ever have, and you start saying what He says in the face of anything. In the face of natural circumstances that look just like Elisha stood there and he could have said, God, where are You? But he knew that God was right there and had, it was actually tipped in his favor. But he had to sense that by faith because it sure didn't look like that. It looked like they're whipped. It's just a matter of time and it's over. Right? Now, his servant obviously didn't have quite that same level, and he's going, he's looking purely by what he sees, and he says, there ain't no way. We're done. And Elisha had to say, show him what we're talking about. But he stood there strong. And that's exactly the way we need to be. When the stuff is coming down, and we're just seeing the natural, we have to say, this is not all there is. And I know more, and I've seen the word, and I realize this isn't all there is. And I'm going to act on that knowledge, even though my eyes and my senses are telling me to flip out because all I see is this natural. I have to say, I'm not going to act on that sense knowledge. What I am going to act on is my knowledge of the Word and believe that is more real and that this isn't just a story, that this is an account of the way it is, and that right now, even though I can't see it, God's arrayed on my behalf and we're stronger than they are. And that changes your mind. If you'll start saying that, faith will rise up in your heart. And now you start looking for the answer. You start going around not seeing, waiting for more bad to happen. You're saying, where is it? It's coming. I see it. I know we're arrayed. I know we have this thing won. I just haven't seen it in the natural, but it's coming. It's coming. I'm going to see it. And you start speaking like that, faith rises up and faith is your victory. You'll walk through the situation and you'll see the other side. And then you look back and just give Him all the praise and the honor and the glory. Amen. Thank You, Lord Jesus.